Hello and welcome to The Water Cooler on WELT 95.7. I am your host, Jacqueline Buck, and I am the Water Quality Education Specialist at Allen County Partnership for Water Quality. On The Water Cooler, we will discuss water quality and resource issues that face our rivers with different themes and guests. Through these insights, we hope to assist Allen County residents in making better decisions concerning our shared resource of water. If you have any further questions, please visit our website at ecwater.org. Tis the season of lawn prep, meaning during this segment of The Water Cooler, we are going to discuss the importance of fertilizing correctly. First thing to take into note is there's no one single cookbook recipe for everyone to get the lawn of his or her dreams. Now you may be asking yourself, why is that? Well, for starters, everyone's dream lawn looks a little bit different. Take me and my husband, for example. My dream lawn has little to no maintenance, a lot of native plants, a big vegetable garden, and room for my dogs to play. If you notice, nowhere in my description did I describe a green space with a manicured grass. However, if you ask my husband the same question, his answer would vary, but green grass would definitely be a part of his response. So which of us has the right dream lawn? Well, my first response is me, obviously. But, of course, neither of our dream lawns are right or wrong. We compromise to ensure that each of our ideal spaces are represented in our landscape. Native plants and vegetables for me, green grasses for him. As we've just discovered from my example, everyone's desired lawn space looks a little bit different, meaning how we go about getting that dream space is going to vary from one piece of property to the next. So before you go and buy your fertilizer for your lawn, I'm challenging you to just simply stop and think. What does your dream lawn look like? If somewhere in your answer thick green grass appears, I hope that you will join my household by following the system known as the 4 R's to fertilizing: right source, right rate, right time, and right place. The first R I want you to remember is right source. So question, how do you know what the right source of fertilizer for your property is? Is it educated guesswork? Whichever fertilizer is on sale, the fertilizer that has the best picture on the bag. Most people probably have a reason for why they picked any given fertilizer, but is their reason supported by what their lawn actually needs? So before you go and buy your fertilizer, purchase a soil test from a big box store or a local gardening facility. This test will let you know what chemicals you need in order to get your soil one step closer to your dream lawn. Unless your lawn really needs it, we like to suggest low phosphorus options. When water runs over your lawn and down a storm drain to the nearest body of water, there's a good chance that it'll take some of your fertilizer with it. Fertilizers containing phosphorus can promote algae blooms and poor water quality in our area and places further downstream, like Lake Erie. Therefore, a good rule of thumb is no to low phosphorus for our lawns. Now that we have the right source, it's time for that second R. I need you to remember right rate. Using the information gained from performing a soil test will be extra helpful during this next step. Too much of a good thing can actually mean real bad news for your lawn. When we add too much fertilizer, we can actually create an environment that's difficult to make our grass grow due to a potential change in the pH in our soil. Too much of a particular nutrient can actually make it harder for your plants to absorb the nutrients it needs. On the flip side, not enough of the right nutrients will lead to your grass not reaching its full potential or be delayed in doing so. So it's very important for your lawn, your bank account, and local waterways for you to make sure that you find that sweet spot with the right nutrients. Thirdly, it's important to remember to add the fertilizers during the right time. Purdue University's Department of Agronomy suggests that when fertilizing in the spring, one does so in the months of May or June with slow-release nitrogen fertilizers. What I really want to stress is check the weather. If there is rain predicted in the next 48 hours, avoid fertilizing. When we fertilize right before a rain event, much of our work is washed away. This creates a water quality issue because all of the nutrients you wanted for your grass now are in our rivers headed towards larger bodies of water where algae blooms are a real threat. If water quality is not enough to make you switch days to fertilize, perhaps the money wasted will be. When we fertilize right before a rain event, like I said, they get washed away. That means your lawn did not get the chance to absorb those nutrients, which means you're probably looking at spending more money to fertilize later. Lastly, the fourth R, right place. Or in other words, place the fertilizer near the zone of the plant where nutrients are taken up, or the roots. For most of us, we'll be using a broadcast fertilizing method or a rotary spreader. When using this method, be sure that you are applying the correct amount. Pro tip, fill the rotary spreader up with fertilizer while the equipment is on a tarp. This way you can easily clean up any spilled fertilizer. Another tip, make sure that you sweep sidewalks, driveways, and other hard surfaces clean of fertilizers. By sweeping nutrients back into your lawn, you are ensuring that you get your money's worth while also making sure that the fertilizer is not making a straight line towards our rivers. Whew, that was a lot of information to remember. For a quick review, if your dream lawn includes a manicured looking green grass, remember the four R's we discussed. Right fertilizer source at the right rate during the right time in the right place. By following these four R's, you are being an environmental steward who saves money while also making sure that our water stays clean. So thank you for taking a part of your day to hang out and listen to me here at the Water Cooler. Be sure to check out other programs here on WELT 95.7. If you're interested in more ways to help keep our waters clean, check our website at acwater.org or find us on Facebook. This has been Jacqueline Buck. Until next time, stay happy, be kind, and be the solution to stopping stormwater pollution.